A reading from Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law, the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this world. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." The Gospel of the Lord. Debbie and I just returned from an amazing trip celebrating our 40th anniversary. I'm really happy to be back and to preach this sermon this morning, though. You see, I wrote this sermon before I left with the assumption that I would return. There were certainly some good reasons not to travel when we did. Acts of terrorism, air travel disasters, racial violence, the threat of war. But we decided that we wouldn't live in fear. We would dare to experience wonders and beauties of God's creation and human achievement. There has been so much hate and violence in the world for so long, we can't live in fear. Tomorrow is the 16th anniversary of 9/11, when in many ways our world changed forever. What an awful, awful day of death and destruction it was. Since soon after that horrific event, Debbie and I have had this poster entitled "Awakening" hanging in our home. I'll go walk around a little bit so you can get a sense of it. If you don't need to get the words, I'll tell you what it says. The poster is by one of our favorite contemporary artists, Brian Andreas. We have a number of his prints at home and in my office. He does these wonderful, brightly colored abstracts with meaningful messages attached. Awakening has this dedication on it. If you could read this, you're amazing. It says, in memory of the events of September 11, 2001, and the days that followed, for those lost and for those left behind, and for the countless people throughout the world who stepped forward in body, mind, and spirit and chose to walk like giants. The actual message of the poster reads, in those days, we finally chose to walk like giants and hold the world in arms grown strong with love. And there may be many things we forget in the days to come, but this will not be one of them. Sometimes I worry that Brian Andreas may have been wrong. Maybe we have forgotten. Do you remember how those days after 9/11 were? Local people from all over the country, the world, in fact, gathering in New York City to help in whatever ways they could, often working side by side with people they would not have previously. Donations of money and equipment to assist in searches and to aid families of victims poured in. There were benefits and fundraisers. There were shared sorrows and joy. Police and firefighters and first responders were heroes. Remember? I find Brian Andreas's awakening message very closely related to this morning's reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul said, it's time to wake up. It's time to love one another. It's time to love your neighbor as yourself. It's time to live honorably. It's time to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Brian Andreas responds, in those days, we finally chose to. Wouldn't it be great if everyone remembered and realized that the September 11 response of love is exactly what Jesus was talking about? History is filled with examples of what hate and fear and prejudice and greed and self-centeredness can do. Some of those examples very, very recently. But history has also been filled with examples of what love and acceptance and welcome and nonviolence and cooperation and community can do. In these days, we must finally choose. We've seen that Jesus was right about what love can do. Maybe we need to remember and help the world remember. And maybe we need to listen with new ears to lots of other things that Jesus said. Our gospel reading today is a lesson about relationships. Some people would like to use it as a method of removing ornery people from the congregation. But that's not the purpose of the instructions. The purpose is that within the gathered assembly of believers, we remember to treat each other also with love. That we take practical steps toward reconciling relationships that have been damaged. That we love a person who has sinned against us enough to make an effort to work things out. It reminds us to pray together for God's will of love to be enacted on earth, and that when even a few of us gather in God's name, we still have God's power to do God's will. These things we must also choose. The best choosing and remembering and listening of all is to meditate upon and whenever possible continue to enact Jesus' call to love. Where can we offer aid in the world? Who can we help? Who needs to be comforted or calmed? Who is hurting? Who needs our prayers? What relationships need to be restored? Where could we act more honorably? Where does our armor of light need to shine? Salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. Nearer to us now than on 9/11/2001. Nearer to us now than when I left on my trip. Let us not live in fear. Rather, let us finally choose to love one another. For what have we to fear? We worship a God who has conquered even death. Today is God's Work Our Hands Sunday. What a perfect opportunity to lay aside the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light and choose to love our neighbors. Every day is a perfect opportunity for God's work of love with our hands and our voices and our feet and our wallets and our time and everything that is ours. Amen.